Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a detailed update from OpenAI on how it's slowing down the development of its most advanced models. The company has temporarily paused reinforcement learning training on its latest frontier models intended for deployment. This follows two developments: the OpenAI Hugging Face security incident and preliminary evidence that its upcoming Astra model may meet a critical cybersecurity capability threshold. OpenAI is using the pause to harden its research environments, expand monitoring, and establish stronger evidence of alignment before proceeding.
The company is implementing stronger security requirements, workload and network isolation for research that executes untrusted code, and a new multi-stage monitoring system for all reinforcement learning training and evaluations involving tools. Alignment here means making sure models behave as intended and respond to human oversight. OpenAI estimates that monitoring overhead adds roughly 20% to the compute cost of the inference being watched. A significant number of workloads for the Astra model remain paused until they meet the new security bar.
One number to know today is $47.4 billion. That's the amount of global venture funding that went into physical AI companies in the first half of 2026, according to Crunchbase data. That's an 80% increase from the first half of last year, and it's more money than was invested in the entire three-year period from 2022 to 2024. The category includes robotics, autonomous vehicles, aerospace, and industrial automation.
The spike was driven by several multi-billion dollar deals. Waymo's $16 billion Series D round in February accounted for nearly a third of the total. Other large rounds went to defense tech startups Anduril Industries and Shield AI, along with autonomous sea vessel maker Saronic. Investors see physical AI as the next major frontier beyond software.
Next, Ars Technica reports on a security vulnerability in Microsoft 365 Copilot for Enterprise that was discovered in an unusual way. Researchers from security firm Varonis got the AI assistant itself to reveal the secret. By asking Copilot a series of questions about its guardrails, they eventually got it to disclose an undocumented URL parameter that could bypass user consent requirements.
The parameter, when combined with a standard prompt parameter, allowed a malicious link to silently execute commands the moment a user clicked it. An attacker could use this to search a victim's inbox and exfiltrate passwords or other sensitive data to an attacker-controlled server. Microsoft has since rolled out fixes, including one this Tuesday.
In other news, an InfoWorld column looks at the economics of open-weight AI models. The question is, who pays for training these expensive, freely released models? The answer appears to be different companies with different reasons. Meta wants cheaper models to compete with closed labs. NVIDIA wants more chip demand. Cloud providers want more workloads. Different incentives, same outcome: a steady supply of open models.
From OpenAI's announcements, Asana used Codex to remove an outdated testing system called Enzyme from its codebase. The work was expected to take 5 years and cost about $6 million. It was done in 2 weeks for roughly $12,000 in model and infrastructure costs, with engineers reviewing all proposed changes.
And in research news, Anthropic reports that its Claude model successfully designed protein binders against 14 out of 15 targets, beating industry hit rates by a factor of 2.
One thing to try if you're running local AI models on Linux is checking your kernel's memory overcommit settings. A post highlighted on the local Llama subreddit points out that the Linux 7.3 kernel has improved how it handles memory overallocation for GPU VRAM.
For workloads that try to allocate more VRAM than is physically available, a common scenario when loading large models, the right overcommit policy can prevent crashes and allow smarter swapping. It's a low-level system tweak, but for anyone pushing the limits of their local GPU, it could lead to more stable model loading. The community discussion suggests testing with a value of 2 for the overcommit setting. But as always, check your specific distribution's documentation first. Exact parameter names are in the show notes.
That's Compact Conversations for Tuesday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.